The importance of getting a new farm bill this month. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A lot of eyes are on Congress with the hopes of the House and Senate agreeing and passing a new five-year farm bill. USDA's Susan Carter has more.
The farm bill covers a host of areas, including promoting rural development, preserving a strong farm safety net, and maintaining nutrition programs.
For these programs, it is critical that we have a farm bill, food, farm, and jobs bill in January, because we're going to run out of the carryover funds for many of our cooperators during the month of January.
Michael Skews, Undersecretary for the Foreign Agricultural Service at USDA, is optimistic about getting a new multi-five-year farm bill sometime this month.
January is a critical month for these trade promotion programs so that we can keep them going and keep our cooperators in these foreign markets.
Export expert Tim Hamilton says the absence of a farm bill has been challenging.
The programs that we offer at Food Export are supported entirely by the market access program and fees that some of our participant companies pay. And so without that program being authorized, the types of programs that we authorize simply won't happen.
Here's where things stand now. In January 2013, Congress took short-term action to extend many 2008 Farm Bill programs for 9 months. Those programs expired on September 30th, 2013, limiting their effectiveness and providing no long-term certainty for farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. A new Farm Bill would encourage the development of local and regional markets, enhance conservation, allow the U.S. to honor its international trade commitments, as well as advanced agricultural research. A new farm bill would also provide reauthorization of trade promotion programs that have helped lead the way to the strongest five-year period for agricultural exports in the country's history. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.